This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is back from the NATO summit in London a day after three congressional constitutional scholars told Congress he committed impeachable offenses by pushing Ukraine to open investigations to benefit him politically. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
At the Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing, Stanford's Pamela Karlan was among three legal experts arguing the president committed impeachable offenses with actions toward Ukraine, saying drawing a foreign government into American elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Because it undermines democracy itself.
On the other side, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues Democrats have not proven any impeachable offenses and warned them against moving too fast to oust a duly elected president without a better case.
You're going to leave half the country behind.
But panel chair Gerald Nadler says with the election approaching, Democrats must hold the president in check if the facts demand it.
President Trump will almost certainly try again.
The probe remains a partisan brawl, what ranking member Doug Collins calls a sham.
This is not an impeachment. This is just a simple railroad job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials say an active duty sailor opened fire, killing two people and wounding a third at the Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii Wednesday before taking his own life. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the victims are civilian workers. The sailor identified as the gunman served on a submarine stationed at Pearl Harbor. The shooting occurred just days before the 78th anniversary of the December 7th Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the United States into World War II. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA.